Welcome to your five for the day. A man woke up one morning to find a puddle of water in the middle of his king-size waterbed. In order to fix the puncture, he rolled the heavy mattress outdoors and filled it with more water to find the leak more easily. The enormous bag of water was impossible to control and began rolling on the slope. He tried to hold it back, but it headed downhill and landed in a clump of bushes that poked it full of holes. Disgusted, the man threw out the waterbed frame and moved a standard bed into his room. The next morning he woke up to find a puddle of water in the middle of the new bed. The upstairs bathroom had sprung a leak. Life is like that sometimes, isn't it? In Jeremiah's time, the people of God found themselves in a bad situation. They were a nation who had thrown away God. Chaos ruled throughout the land. Corruption was widespread. Morality was declining rapidly. The people were infected with evil. This is when God told Jeremiah to go down to the potter's house. Obediently, Jeremiah went and found the potter working at his wheel. Sadly, the vessel he was making of clay was spoiled in his hand. But very kindly, he reworked it into another vessel. Then the word of the Lord came to Jeremiah. Can I not do with you as the potter has done? Behold, like the clay in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand. What can we learn from this today? Well, self-determination is one of the things our society prides itself on. The ability to decide our own faith, choose our own path, is a source of great personal satisfaction. The self-made man has been and remains the rage of big business and high society. But that is all illusionary. In the real scheme of things, we are only as valuable as we allow God to make us. The talents and abilities we possess are not of our own making. We are not successful because we determined it. We are nothing more than moulded clay, and the shape we take on is determined by the Master's hand. There is nothing we cannot be, so long as we have been shaped by God's hands and moulded to fit his plans. Every human life has at least one flaw. The only problem is that some are unwilling to admit it. But it is nonetheless the complete and absolute truth. Our lives are often broken by our own sin, mistakes and regrets. Sometimes we find ourselves shattered into tiny bits, and when that happens, the natural tendency is to throw it all away. Untold numbers of good people with God-given souls have cast away all they could ever hope to be because of a flaw they are unable to find healing for. They are broken beyond repair in their own minds and deem themselves useless to God and everyone else. That mentality is so tragic and so unwarranted. It destroys a life that could be of great service to God and mankind, and eliminates any chance of reconciliation and eternal salvation. As Jeremiah stood watching the potter work, he noticed something that God intended to impact him greatly. The potter was shaping a vessel with his hands when it all collapsed on him, and was literally ruined, as Jeremiah recorded it. But notice what happened next. The potter didn't throw the ruined piece into the corner of the shop or into the rubbish bin. He continued working with it and reshaped it into another vessel which he deemed good to make. In other words, he began again from scratch with the same clay and gave it a shape that was good and would hold its form. When we are found flawed, God can remake us. When we fall apart at the seams, God, in his great love and kindness, can put us back together again. Never throw your life away over a flaw, a mistake, or a sin. Never allow yourself to be broken and remain that way. God can reshape you, heal you, and put you back together again. Thank you for listening. God bless you.